Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A Mason City man who pointed a shotgun at a disabled woman and threatened to kill her was sentenced yesterday to a decade in federal prison. 64-year-old Joseph Fitzgerald received the prison term after a September 11, 2023 guilty plea to one count of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and a domestic misdemeanant. According to court documents, when officers arrived on scene on November 23, 2022, Fitzgerald initially refused to let officers enter the home, but they were eventually able to make contact with the woman, who was still upset by the interaction. Fitzgerald has a lengthy criminal history, including 13 assault convictions and 8 OWIs. Fitzgerald has been sentenced to 120 months imprisonment. He must also serve a 3-year term of supervised release after the prison term. The case was investigated by the Mason City Police Department and the ATF. A Northeast Iowa man charged with child endangerment, along with his wife, will get a delay in his latest court appearance. On March 31, 2023, the Fayette County Sheriff's Office was contacted by the West Central School District about an 8-year-old male who reported injuries to school officials. Since alleged incidents involving the boy occurred in the Fayette city limits, the matter was handed over to Fayette Police. According to court documents, further investigation determined that the juvenile had bruising and other injuries caused by a leather belt. Fayette police arrested the boy's father, 29-year-old Matthew Tucker, for assault causing willful injury and child endangerment causing bodily injury, both Class D felonies. He has pleaded not guilty and was scheduled for further proceedings in Fayette County District Court this past Monday. However, his defense attorney was unable to make the court date because of a scheduling conflict in Allamaquee County, and a continuance was approved, resetting the hearing to February 19th. The boy's mother, 29-year-old Sarah Tucker, was also facing one count of child endangerment, a Class D felony, but the charge was dismissed in December. The 53rd annual Snowfest is on, running through Sunday in and around Cresco. Events are coordinated through the Drift Runners Snowmobile Club.
We're a club that's been founded over 50 years ago, and we blaze some trails in northeast Iowa and between Howard County, Winneshiek County, and Chickasaw County, and just kept going forward from there.
That's club president Chris Schimmick, who says some activities this weekend have been adjusted due to snow conditions. Festivities include the Boy Scout breakfast Saturday morning, followed by the chili cook-off, with the torchlight parade, bonfire, and snowball dance all tomorrow night. The 50-50 poker run for spina bifida runs throughout the entire event. Find more info at Drift Runners Snowmobile Club on Facebook. Immaculate Conception Catholic School in Charles City is getting ready for Catholic Schools Week. Shelby Schwarzkopf is a first-grade teacher at IC School who told the city council earlier this week that festivities begin tomorrow night with the Let's Get Groovy annual fundraiser hosted by the IC Development Board.
Who supports our local school in a lot of ways, like our computer science needs, field trip opportunities, supplemental needs for each classroom, certain project grants for teachers, and much more. We'll be hosting a meal and entertainment by Chocolate Cracker, where our high school principal is actually a member of the band. And this is happening at Wright's Auction Company in Floyd. There will be awesome live and silent auction items, great food, and entertainment.
The event runs from 5 to 11 o'clock tomorrow evening. Tickets are $50 and available from any development board member. Schwarzkopf says activities continue on Sunday with the student-led service at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church.
We will also be announcing our IC Hall of Fame recipient. Our recipient represents our Catholic faith and demonstrates our four values of faith, scholarship, kindness, and service. They are chosen each year for their dedication to our school and parish and is a role model for our students.
You can learn more by visiting the Immaculate Conception Church and or school Facebook pages. It was on this date, January 26, 1996, a major winter storm moved from southwest to northeast across southern, central, and northeastern Iowa, January 26th and 27th. Two-day snowfall accumulations included 17.5 inches at Cresco, 16.5 inches at Dorchester, and 16 inches at Waukon. January 26, 2002, unseasonably warm weather sent temperatures to all-time January records at numerous locations, including 65 at Waterloo. Amazingly, Olwine set its all-time January high temperature record for the fourth time during the month. On January 8th that year, Olwine had initially broken its record with a reading of 57 degrees. Then that record was broken on the 23rd at 59 degrees, on the 25th at 61 degrees, and on the 26th of that year, the temperature soared to 64 degrees. Today in Mason City, it's the girls' Super Regional Wrestling Tournament, as area girls look to punch their ticket to the state tournament next week. We'll have hourly update reports on the results from 10 a.m. through 5 p.m. today. Tonight on 95.1 The Bull, it's a New Hampton girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Chickasaw's hosting Decorah. 6:30 with the Holschlag Bensales pregame show. 6:45 for the girls' game, boys' game to follow. And tomorrow on 95.1 The Bull, it's coverage of the Northeast Iowa Conference Boys Wrestling Tournament from Waverly Shell Rock. First hold at 10 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.